Introduction. Summer Grace graduated from college a few years ago, excited to begin her career. She was thrilled to find a job with a reputable brand in an industry she had been interested in since high school. Since she started, her career has been an up-and-down adventure. During the interview process, it felt like she and her future boss, Derek, had known each other for years. Through two phone conversations and one in-person meeting, Derek expressed what felt like a genuine interest in Summer as a person, not just as a potential employee. He wanted to understand everything he could about how and where she grew up, her favorite sports, and most importantly, her future dreams and aspirations. The two immediately connected. Summer answered his questions, sharing bits and pieces about who she was and what she wanted to do. Derek listened attentively and then shared more about his career and vision for the future of his organization. Her enthusiasm grew as she envisioned a future with him as a leader. Accepting the job offer was simple and stress-free. In the middle of her commute to work one day a year later, she reflected on her experiences up to that point. In her first few weeks, she had connected with Derek and her coworkers. She quickly and easily made new friends, especially with one colleague, Amanda. Training was fun, insightful, and made her more excited about her newfound company, colleagues, and community. She was a nervous wreck at first, but those nerves quickly gave way to confidence. When Derek and others touched base to make sure she had everything she needed, she felt important. She was certain she belonged exactly where she had landed. Over the months, Summer's confidence in her ability to perform, succeed, and grow had soared. The more time she spent with her new friends in the office, the more connected she felt. Most nights on her way home, she'd call her mom with updates on the exciting projects she was assigned and inspiring conversations she enjoyed with Derek and her coworkers. She was full of passion and purpose. Summer's team, her peers, and even partners in other departments loved her. Everyone called Summer when they felt down. She encouraged them and lifted them up. She came in early, stayed late, and remained available on weekends, ready to lend an ear to those who needed it. But slowly she noticed a shift in her boss. Derek was less available. Even though she worked harder and delivered better results than anyone in her group, it never seemed good enough. The harder she worked, the more Derek questioned everything, from her approach to her performance. The communication and connection she had experienced those early months gave way to sparse, sporadic conversations and no more one-on-ones with Derek. His negativity and lack of interest made her feel uncomfortable and judged every morning as she walked through the doors. It seemed like she wasn't the only one. Her coworkers gradually became nervous and worried about the future. Some of her colleagues started finding other jobs. She became aware with blinding clarity why coworkers had turned to her when they felt down. Summer was more of a supportive leader than Derek, so they reached out to her for encouragement more than they reached out to him. Summer's industriousness gave way to complacency. Her sense of purpose and determination to give her best all but disappeared. The enthusiasm that had fueled her before was replaced with bitterness. She usually was the positive one, the encourager. She no longer possessed the emotional energy to be the cheerleader, advocate, or uplifting teammate she once had been. Gradually, the only reason her leaders called were during those infrequent moments when they told her what was wrong with her work and what assignments were late. Perhaps more disappointing, Summer's confidence was shaken. She always counted on it to propel her through any doubts or fears. 2 weeks ago, she had felt defeated. Summer had gone home and applied for 12 jobs online. She had gone to 4 interviews and received a job offer. Wondering why she'd lost her energy and enthusiasm, Summer was torn between taking a new job she wasn't sure about or staying in the job she once loved but had grown to hate. Just then, Summer's phone buzzed with an incoming call from her friend and former coworker, Amanda. She exited the freeway and pulled into a parking lot to answer. The two had become close during training and remained friends since Amanda had left the company 6 months prior. The job offer was why she wanted to talk to Amanda. She needed advice. Summer needed to talk to someone who understood. Amanda was happy to carve out time. Summer explained to Amanda how things had gone south over the last year.